Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
And good afternoon, and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today our topic is going to revolve around health and wellness. And, you know, it's such an important topic because we all need to be healthy and we need to be well, so we do talk about this particular topic often. And today's topic really takes a very small amount of money and hardly any amount of time to achieve. My guest has over 16 years' experience in the health and wellness industry, and she is an avid yogi practitioner. I had to put little E's on there so I said it right. And she's originally from New York and is now a proud active resident of Plymouth, where she is currently the manager and soon to be the new owner of Open Doors Yoga Studio in Plymouth, which it is a franchise you just mentioned.
Yes.
Located in the West Plymouth Shopping Center on Route 80. Meg Murphy Garfield, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. This is a great opportunity.
I'm looking forward
to this for a long time.
So happy to have you here. Now, you're in the process of purchasing this particular franchise, which is in Plymouth, West Plymouth Shopping Center. I just want to specifically say a few of the things. It's near the Ocean State and the Papageno's and the Dollar Store and Eastern Bank. So we all go to that area.
Right off of Carver Road.
Yeah, even if we're just passing by to get to Colony Place, mm-hmm. or we're passing by to go to Edaville or wherever, we all kind of know that whole shopping center.
Sure.
Especially if you're from Plymouth.
And the Carver residence
and
as
the
well.
And the Carver residence.
Right.
So before we go into your yoga background, you are also currently working with Nye Black Foods since May of 2009. Can you tell me about what you do there?
Currently, my position is very limited, but we started a product line called Daily Nutritional Boosters. And so recently, we actually had an appointment with Wegmans, which is one of the largest food chains, grocery stores in the country.
Okay.
And highly recognized. And that was also getting them into UNFI, which UNFI is the largest whole food, natural food distributor in the country. So my position there, we're sort of wrapping that up, and mm-hmm. then we'll see where we need to go.
Okay.
But what I did there was...
Well, you've been there 6 years, so you're not leaving Nye Black. You're sort of staying with them, or...
Well, they're in Rochester, New York, so that's hard for me to do both.
Okay.
But because we started this, we need to finish it, you know, because it's really very exciting to take something that's really good for people and give them an option of not taking a supplement. They can, you know, it's food that they can put into their diet. They know their body's absorbing it, and it's just a great way for them, for their families. You know, you can hide certain things with kids and just give them healthy alternatives.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you were in product development, recipe creator, marketing, sales.
If you go online to Nye Black Foods, is what it's called, by the way.
Oh, not Nye Black.
No, everybody calls it that.
Oh, okay.
And Doug Nye Black is the owner. It's a second generation family owned company, and he's just a wonderful human being. And he gave me the freedom to do a lot of things and research products and bring healthier things into his store. And then for a long time, you know how a lot of things happen because you don't plan it,
mm-hmm.
right? And I would do a food demonstration for, like, we have a public market there that's about 10,000 people. And I would do a food demonstration, but then I quickly realized that it really needed to go towards their senses. So incorporating the sense of smell and the sense of taste and then educating them with a recipe to take home of what they're buying at the market, what's fresh there that day, and then incorporating healthy grains and things like that.
Okay.
So it was really exciting and fun to be a part of. But food is very complicated. And as much as people want to move on and they really do want to eat healthier, it's very hard to figure it out. And there's a lot of political and all kinds of things that are happening with that that we don't need to go into.
Well, it's challenging, but we're coming around. I mean, there's so much education out there now, and we're learning so much.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about the dish. What was the dish?
Well, when my daughter was little, I really wanted to be an at-home mom, but obviously supplementing income. And so I started the personal chef business before it was like popular. And I had people that I cooked for on a regular basis. And it was really fun. So
yeah,
I could
do that. Back in 97, you started that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I could do that while I worked around being at school, worked around doing any of the things that you needed to do. But what I found after a while is that was kind of lonely. And I would work until 1, 2, 3 in the morning just so I could do the stuff during the day. So it was getting a little crazy. But it also then transferred into a very large catering business, which was also really fun and exciting to be a part of. And we did, I worked with my brother a lot in that area. And we worked brilliantly together. It was a great experience.
And is he still in New York?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
But for the long term, it's great business, but they're all mini marathons. And you know, I don't
catering,
know.
Catering
is that's
mini marathons. I love that description.
So how many mini marathons can you do a year, right?
I know. So you really didn't have any doubts about leaving that behind?
Not at all.
And
no.
Is it still going? Is your brother still doing it or?
No, it was my business.
It was your business.
Would work with me.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, occasionally somebody might call, but generally at this point, I just pass it along because what I'm involved with now, you know, moving to the New England area, which is so amazing. Plymouth is so welcoming and so beautiful, the ocean, everything about it. And then the whole yoga aspect. So Open Doors Yoga, I started coming here 2 years ago.
Well, before we get into that, I wanted to ask you what your family was like growing up in New York. You know, were they so very health conscious?
Yeah, my mom was always fun and always very good at that. My dad was an athlete, you know, all throughout high school. And generally, mom liked to have the six of us outside. I think that made
her
life.
So you have five siblings.
Yeah, there's three boys and three girls.
I did not know that about you.
I'm the oldest girl.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so you're the responsible one.
Somewhat, right? At that point,
well,
my sister's
responsible. I want to correct myself on that. But, you know, when you have the oldest ones usually take on those roles.
Well, absolutely. I call it, I don't know if you want me to say this on radio, I felt like I was the family slave. Seriously.
Oh, jeez.
Well, no, my mom had to delegate. Right?
And
I was the go-to. So it was always fun to get that done.
We're trying to delegate right now evenly, even with the 7-year-old. I'll let you know how
hard.
That works out.
Exactly. It's very hard, you know.
So
but all those things that she wanted us to do were things that were benefiting us. It wasn't, you know, I mean, she was like, if you want to go skiing, if you want to go swimming, if you want to do this, do that, we need to get certain things done. So
exactly.
That's what I mean by delegating.
So now all of your family's from New York, and you said upstate New York. There's a difference?
Well, we moved a lot as I was growing up, but currently, yes, Rochester, New York. But
okay.
I have family that's in Florida, Texas, and Indiana as well.
So what brought you here?
Well, a couple of years ago when I was looking for a new person in my life, I think Larry and I have a really awesome story. And yes, we did meet on Match.com.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's really cool. And we had no plans on ever meeting because why would we? I live in Rochester and he lives here. And we talked on the phone for about 200 hours and said, this is silly. We should meet.
Oh my gosh.
And that's what happened. And so then what is the next step?
Yeah.
One of us needs to go. And I have always had a desire to live by the ocean. I love the water. It just kind of completes you. And I see that every day here with people.
I grew up here in New England, and then I moved to North Carolina and had to come back.
Yeah.
Especially raising my kids. I needed to be near the ocean, skiing, Cape Cod. you know, the whole thing, mountains, you know, you have everything
Boston.
Here. Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Right. And even New York City's only 3 hours away.
I know.
So
I know.
There's
and
a
now
lot
I'm
of...
going there all the time, too. Yeah. We need to go together.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go visit my daughter.
Now, so you came here, you met Larry, and you decided to move here. And Open Doors, how did you meet the Open Doors crew?
Well, yogis always go to yoga.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I think even before I look for the first restaurant, I am looking for a place to do hot yoga.
Yeah.
So Open Doors and in Plymouth is the only heated vinyasa yoga that there is. Mm-hmm. So we started going there. And then I started recognizing the culture of the studio, the instructors, and just started asking a lot of questions because it was sort of trickling in my mind, like, mm-hmm. what is going on here? And why isn't this more successful? It's adorable. It's fabulous. It's a quaint little, you know, studio.
Yeah.
So
you've been analyzing them for a really long time.
2 years.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. Now, why are they the only,
last year?
Why are they the only heated, though?
I don't know. Because
no one else does heated? No one else does power hot yoga?
Not in the Plymouth area at all. No.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's great.
So it makes us unique. Yes. Mm.
Yes. So for 2 years, go ahead. You've been analyzing.
So in the last year, when I realized that I was actually most likely going to be here, you know, through the process of moving here, I started asking everybody, what would you think? What would you think? What would you think if I decided to take over the studio?
Oh, all of your family franchise. And friends.
Mm-hmm. And every single person who went to the studio and all the instructors. And because Open Doors has many locations, mm-hmm. I would go to the other locations and I would ask them as well. And not one person, Nicole, said no.
Yeah.
Not one. Mm. People, their eyes
well,
would
you knew
brighten
in your
up.
Heart, I think you knew in your heart that the answer was yes, and you were just looking for those, you know, affirmations. No?
I don't
you weren't,
know.
You weren't sure.
No, I wasn't sure. You know, I just wanted to
put your feelers out there and see what everybody thought.
Yeah, but the most, I think, but as I was saying, though, the most surprising thing to me is not one person said don't do it.
Yeah.
So when you have that strong feeling and you have the support behind you, it just makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
So then I contacted Richard Lanza back in February, and he and I have been working towards this goal ever since then. But I didn't start managing the studio with the option to purchase the franchise until September. So this is a new, September 1st is when we started. And what we need to accomplish is the marketing of the studio, because we need to build the studio client base.
Yeah.
But what I found also in the last year when I was out and about and talking to all the people in Plymouth, your Chamber of Commerce here is exceptional. People are so welcoming. I can't.
And we both just joined at the same time. I love that.
Yay, we'll be in the directory. Love that motivation, right?
I know.
But what I found is that people don't know where we are, but they're also very interested at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we stand right now. And in the month of November, we've more than four times the numbers of people that attended Plymouth Open Doors.
That's great. And that's all because of you, because you have been you've been promoting it nonstop, really.
Yeah, yeah, the instructors are happier. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, introduced new time slots. We'll be doing, I think you and I will be talking about the different styles of yoga and things like that. So.
Yeah. Now, what I love that I read on the website is, you know, Richard's goal really has always been to provide the space and the opportunity for people to really transform their lives, and through self-empowerment and self-healing and all the great things that you want when you're thinking about doing yoga, because people that do yoga are very self-aware, right?
And present,
self-aware,
kind,
and self-caring.
Yeah,
because you have to perform self-care. You have to take care of yourself. And I'm thinking about doing yoga. So I'm reading up on all this and doing my, you know, research. And I'm like, you know, because I've been doing the running thing for a couple of years. And
that's great too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just looking for a change. But
it's great to incorporate yoga with the running. And I'll tell you why later.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Meg Murphy Garfield. And you can find her at opendoors7.com. Whether you type the number 7 or you spell it out, you can still find it, because I did. And you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Plymouth Open Doors Yoga Studio has been helping individuals release toxins, achieve balance, and create more peace in their lives for years. We invite you to come to a beginner's class, an intermediate class, or advanced hot power yoga. Love yourself enough to take that first step today. Visit Open Doors Yoga Studio in the West Plymouth Shopping Center on Route 80 today. Gift cards and passes are available online at opendoors7.com.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Meg Murphy Garfield with opendoors7.com. And, you know, what I really would like to dive into right now is, how long have you personally been practicing yoga?
5.5 years. Which
really
doesn't seem like a long time, but now I can't remember not ever doing it. It's one of those things.
Oh, see, I would have pegged you for longer than that.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, because it's such a perfect fit.
Yeah, now what did you do before yoga?
I have been a runner for a very long time.
Really? Now, do you incorporate the running now, too?
Not at all.
Not at all. You just do the yoga.
And I was also a very big tennis player.
Oh.
And before I started, that's the reason I joined the place I was going to be, and it was to play tennis. The women were a little over the top. Because it's tennis, right?
Oh.
And one day,
I don't play tennis, so I don't know.
It's fun, but you don't need to make it. We're not professionals, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
my God, that's
so
cute.
So one day, I went to a yoga class, and I went to the hardest. And I was
Why?
In shock.
Well, because you were fit already.
I was very fit.
Okay.
It's gym. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And
you
I
didn't
knew
have to. You didn't have to mess with that beginners or intermediate. You just went straight for the hardcore.
And for me, I needed to do that because I needed to see the potential of it.
Oh, okay.
Because then you need to back off, because then you need to learn it. You just, like tennis,
really?
You can't just go and play with the best people.
Good points.
You
yes.
have to learn how to do everything.
Yes. Oh my God, really.
So you
really
need to
good
go
points.
Back and learn the poses and learn the asanas, so that and learn the breathing and all the tools.
What's an
that
asana?
You need. A posture.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So you need to learn those tools in order to build yourself through your practice. Because yoga is a practice. It's something that you'll be doing for the rest of your life. Mm. And you will never master it. And that is an awesome, amazing thing.
You can never master it. Because there's always room to grow.
Just like food. Just like everything else, right?
Wow.
You're
that's
never gonna
really
be the
interesting.
Best.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I did yoga on and off for like 10 years when I was having kids. And now that my life is very busy, the running really, you know, fit
right.
for me, because I felt like I just needed to, you know, I'm a little ADD, so I felt like I just needed to get that out of my system, you know. But now I'm getting older and I'm getting lazier, so I don't. And the yoga is so calming, and
yeah.
I have very little patience. So I'm kind of like on the fence, because I feel like I'm going to be like, all right, I need to go. But I'm probably the perfect person to do yoga.
I think a lot of people in yoga have exactly what we're talking about here.
Really busy, hectic lives.
Hectic, busy lives.
Okay.
And as moms, we tend to never be in the moment. And I think that that's a very difficult thing for people to understand. It's important to be where you are not thinking about what you're doing, the 10 things that you're going to do before you when you're leaving. So when you're in yoga and you're in a class, you might walk in feeling that pressure. But by the time you leave there, you will have let that go. You cannot, there's no way that you can sit
hold on to it.
It's impossible. So yes, is it like a mini vacation? Absolutely. For your brain, for your mind, for your stress levels, for everything. But then at the same time, you're making yourself understand what being present is so that you're living in the moment.
Yeah.
Because yesterday is already done. It's history, right? Tomorrow is ahead of you. So you've got to live in the moment. And that's a difficult thing to do. So you learn those basics about yourself, and then you just take it and build your life around it.
And it's that meditation piece that, so it's not like you're actually meditating when you're doing yoga, but because you're so calming and you're breathing, you almost are meditating.
Yeah, and especially in your, you know, Shavasana, which is at the end, you know, you're working hard and then you're giving your body the ability to rest at the end. So everything, all the cells are being re-energized and all your muscles and your breathing and just, you know, your brain. There's so many things that we do to stimulate energy. You can go into a yoga class and the instructor can recognize if the class level needs to be brought up or are they already kind of agitated or, you know, holiday shopping, whatever. We need to bring them down. And you can completely do that with breath and with postures. The postures that open up your heart are the ones that are just going to give you a happier feeling when you leave the room. And then you'll be, in turn, doing that for others.
Oh my gosh, so the instructors are actually a little bit intuitive. You kind of automatically are as a yogi practitioner, yes?
You know, I'm doing the teacher training, as you know, we were going to get into. And the teacher training, I have learned more admiration for instructors.
Oh, I bet.
They're brilliant. And this is not an easy thing to do because it's never the same. They are scripting a beautiful flow, a vinyasa flow for you for that practice that day. But then at the same time, they can tweak it so that every person in the room is benefiting and leaving with something to take home. Whether it be an emotional, more of a spiritual kind of moment, or is it that physical aspect did you need, you know?
Yeah, and the breath, yoga is all about breathing. Essentially, that's the
it's the energy.
It's the fundamental, right?
Yes.
The postures are there, but breathing is the main focus. And breathing is so important, we're not breathing anymore, right?
We're not breathing properly, right?
We
only breathe down to our, like, the little part of our lungs, you know, but breathing actually goes straight down to your sit bones. You can breathe straight through to your feet, you know, and bring that energy back up. So breathing can calm you down, and breathing can energize you, but in a posture, breathing can take you into that further. Just by using your breath.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to go to another break, and we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk more about yoga and all the lovely things about yoga. I feel like going to take a yoga class right now.
Okay.
All right. Well, I actually have dinner waiting for me, I think. All right. Well, please check out our powerfulwomenreveal.com website for upcoming events and meetings. And coming soon, I'm going to be hosting some workshops. And also bringing Powerful Women Revealed to community television over at PAC TV. And then we're going to distribute some of those to the other community televisions. And we're actually I'm staying with radio. Just want to make that clear. And we're actually videotaping today's show here at the radio station. So I'm actually taking some of the actual radio, you know, sort of like Howard Stern. I love Howard Stern. Howard Stern meets Charlie Rose is my new two guys that I admire very much. And we'll have a YouTube channel and all kinds of great stuff. So please stay with us. I'm Nicole Perry, your host, and my guest is Meg Murphy Garfield with OpenDoors7.com. And you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. I'm Nicole Perry, and I have a virtual assistant, TinaOwen.net. Tina is more than a virtual assistant. She is more than a personal assistant. She is more than a bookkeeper.
I like to call her my own business partner. Visit TinaOwen.net and let Tina help you and your business get organized so that you can focus on your passion. I am proud to recommend TinaOwen.net.
Are you happy with the state of your health and nutrition intake? Do you want to improve your behavior when it comes to diet and fitness? Healthy Options Coaching offers a holistic approach that encourages a shift in your mind to change your body for life. Sheila Calhoun is an expert in the areas of nutrition, fitness, and health, and she can help you achieve your optimal wellness, guiding you from where you are today to the person you strive to be. Shift your mind and change your body for life. Contact Sheila Calhoun at healthyoptionscoaching.com.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Meg Murphy Garfield with opendoors7.com and located over at Route 80, the West Plymouth Shopping Center.
Yes.
And what I wanted to ask you is, are there any poses still yet to be discovered? No, there aren't. All the poses everybody knows? Every yoga studio? Not necessarily?
Well, yoga is an ancient practice, but believe it or not, it's really been in the last 100 years that yoga was put into the different categories. You know, the heated vinyasa flow, Ashtanga,
yes.
Bikram yoga, things like that. So are there still postures? I'm sure that someone will come up with something. But there's so much of the basics, so much to learn. I can't imagine.
And to improve, because you can't master it. So with all the poses that we already know that exist, you're still not going to master those.
Right. And what's interesting about yoga, and for people to understand, is not every person who you see, who you think in your mind is the true yogi, is not the true yogi.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's individual body, no matter how you are in shape, is still different. You know, mm-hmm. your structure, your muscles, your bones, is constructed in a certain way. So you're only going to be able to go so far. And that's fine, because you learn to accept that and praise yourself because you understand that in yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And so not everybody is that bendable.
Not everybody is that bendable.
I mean,
oh my God.
Who could do that, right?
That's so funny.
I think that's what scares people about yoga. You know, they believe that, you know, that they have to be so flexible. It's actually the inflexible person that will benefit the most from yoga,
mm-hmm.
because they're going to give their body the understanding of how to reach their toes, but in the right way.
And in their own way and in their own time. And as I'm sitting here listening to you, I'm realizing my posture is horrible.
Oh, yes.
And your posture is really great. So I'm going to get good posture if I start yoga.
Well, we're all about long, lean lines, yes. So you zip up your tummy muscles and then a nice, long, straight back, yes. And you relax your shoulders, which is the most... How many people do you walk around during the day and you just want to go, please relax, right?
Yes.
We're so common. That's where we carry our stress. Mm-hmm. In our jaw, how many people have jaw issues, right? Or in their face, you know, we talk about that in yoga. When you're in there, your instructor can walk around the room and see the tension and feel the tension and just go, okay, everybody smile.
And isn't it great for, you talking about jaw and things,
mm-hmm.
isn't it great for people that have a bad back?
Absolutely.
How
can I give you my own experience?
Sure.
I have a herniated disc in my neck, and I've had it for well over 20 years. I had an MRI, and they said I was a surgical candidate. And I'm like, no, no, no. So what can I do? Keep it strong, right? So keep it strong, keep it strong. But I also had a chiropractor that I saw three, four times a month. And when I started doing yoga, I no longer need him. I also had some lower back issues. I don't need anyone to help me with that either. So, and he was the person that said, you don't need me anymore because you've learned how to stretch and to build. So anyone that has back issues, shoulder issues, there's certain things that we can work on because we're going to build your core, right?
And so those muscles in your neck, you have built the strength and that's why you don't have the issues anymore.
Absolutely. Yes.
Wow.
Not at all. And I do headstands. I do everything. And
oh, my God.
So normally they would say don't ever do anything like that, but it's very strong, and I love actually being upside down. When you are upside down, you are re-energizing your body.
Okay, well, I'll probably say yes to that, like, after I get back into it again.
But you don't, that doesn't mean a headstand.
Oh, okay.
In a forward fold, you are upside
down. I don't like the down dog position.
Well, we'll work on that.
Yeah, and I guess I don't like it because I'm not used to it. And once you, just like anything else, as soon as you get used to it, you love it.
I was just going to say that. Thank you for finishing my sentence.
Oh. Now, why do you think that Richard has been so successful with all of his Open Doors studios?
His success is based on himself. He's a truly genuine human being,
mm-hmm.
and very caring, but also extremely knowledgeable. And once again, his experience, you know, he had his store, and then his experience of getting involved in yoga was sort of happens that it just happened. And then he had new yoga teachers and they needed a place to work. So mm-hmm. He bought another business and he started bringing that throughout the community because people were coming from all over to go to his yoga trainings.
Yes.
So.
Oh, to his trainings.
Yes.
The teacher trainings.
Very, very big part of wow. the Open Doors community is the teacher training. Because okay. after a while, when you're in yoga, you may want to be a teacher, but you may not. You may just want to learn more about, you know, everything about yoga, whether yeah. it's the more about the poses or just more about your personal growth, but then also mm-hmm. history and the philosophy. And there's so much that you can do with yoga.
And that you can study and learn. As I've learned, as I've been doing some research, there's so much information out
yeah.
there. Your studio in Plymouth is open to beginners and intermediate.
And advanced.
Mm-hmm. How much of your clientele is in those three categories? Is it 50-50 beginners? Is it, you know, lots of beginners, but not many advanced? Is it all evened out?
You always want beginners because mm-hmm. beginners are going to move into an intermediate class.
Yes.
So, I mean.
And I would be considered a beginner even because I haven't done it in years.
Right. Well,
I would definitely come to a beginner class. I would want to work my way slowly.
We recommend that you do it 6 to 9 times in a beginner class. You would take that.
Oh, okay.
But the instructor itself will also work with you.
And help you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and go, you know what, you're ready. Why don't you try this teacher's class?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be able to help you sort what kind of yoga is best for you. You know, some teachers are going to be more on the spiritual. When you leave there, you're just feeling calmer and you're just, mm-hmm. you know, stress is gone. And some instructors are going to be more towards the athletic.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there's different things. Now, mm-hmm. I take certain classes just to be able to do certain classes.
Yeah.
Because you need the strength to do it.
I see. I'd like a little variety.
Yeah.
I think sometimes I would want that stress-free and that calming
feeling. Oh, absolutely.
And sometimes I want to just kick it up a notch and really get real muscular about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you can actually do that in any class. You can take it up a notch and you can take it down very simply by you controlling your own postures. So mm-hmm. it just because everyone else in the room is doing one thing doesn't mean you have to do it. You can go down and into your child's pose
and relax and for a minute if
work
you're
working on your breath and mm-hmm. and center yourself
because it's not a competition
and get right back into it. We encourage that actually.
Yeah, because it's not, you're not competing with anybody else in the room.
No, it's a community. We want you to feel happy and excited and in a place where people are wrapping their arms around you without touching you.
Okay. And then, I love that. And then what is the heated...
Although you know we love hugs.
Well, we do love hugs too, yes. Now, heated vinyasa or hot power yoga, what is that?
They're the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an interesting story. When I read about it, it seems that hot power yoga was something that we as Americans could wrap our heads around instead of heated vinyasa. So vinyasa is a type of yoga, and mm-hmm. it encompasses more of a flow.
Okay. All right. And then what other, real quick, we have about a minute, what other types of yoga do you practice at Open Doors?
Well, we have the heated vinyasa yoga, but mm-hmm. next Friday night, we're doing a music flow class. So it's going to be high energy, more about music and just total fun.
That sounds good.
We're going to do an early morning yoga class. We're going to incorporate one for all the runners in the world to train them and get them ready for the marathons and triathlons and all the things that they'll be doing. I did a class yesterday that is called Yin Yoga. Yin Yoga works with your ligaments and more with your... It's more about stretching that part instead of stretching your muscles.
Oh.
It's a beautiful experience.
Okay.
But then there's Hatha. We're going to do a chakra class. Chakras are your life force, and keeping all of those positive, and you can do that in between. You know, at lunchtime, we're going to focus on that.
Okay.
And go right back to work. You're not all hot and sweaty. You're just ready to go and
re-energized. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because running, you know, I got to work it in the schedule and the showering and all of that stuff.
Right.
So, all right. Well, we have one more segment with Meg Murphy Garfield, and she's with opendoors7.com. I hope you'll stay with us. I'm Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
Enhancing communication, connection, and confidence are a very small part of how I help my clients love the family they have. Hi, I'm Beth with Parent Solutions. I help you discover what is working in your family. Find out what your strengths really are as a parent and how to deepen the loving connection you have with your child. I encourage you to sign up for a complimentary parenting confidence breakthrough where you can discover your three-step action plan. Let's create that sense of clarity today. Contact me at parent-solutions.com.
Got photos? Physical photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I'm speaking with Meg with opendoors7.com. And, you know, when I was doing my research, there was this thing that popped up on Google, 21 misconceptions about yoga.
And Love it.
Some of them made me laugh so hard. You know, one was, is yoga dangerous? Of course it's not. Is yoga a religion? I'm like, for some people, it becomes your religion, right?
Some people have issues with that. It's not a religion. Absolutely not.
But what I mean is...
But spiritual means that it's your own spiritual being.
Yes.
Everyone must be spiritual at some level.
And I read, yoga is easy and only for girls. And I think it said it was girly. Easy and girly. It's definitely not easy.
Well, remember, we were talking about Larry earlier, who is partnering with me in the Plymouth studio. The first time I met Larry, I took him to that really hard yoga class, and that was one of my tests, I guess. But he did phenomenal, and he would never have done yoga in his life, and he loves it. And he totally gets the experience of when he's there, he can let go of what he has to think about all day long, which is pretty much his job.
My husband introduced me to yoga like 15,
well, then you guys
19
can come
years
together.
Ago or whatever. I don't know if he'll do it in a group of people, but all right. So getting back to these 21, I'm not going to list all 21, but one last one. Are all yoga people hippies, vegans, and vegetarians?
I guess back in the 70s.
Yeah, right? Back in the 70s.
Who remembers then?
There are so many people I know that do yoga that are not vegans or vegetarians, and vice versa.
Well, fortunately, we've learned everybody wants some form of working out. I mean,
it's some form of exercise.
Back then, you know, there wasn't as many opportunities and different places to go. So I think, that's an interesting one.
Now, there are 14 locations. But again, I want to mention the Plymouth location is at that Route 80, which is the West Plymouth Shopping Center. It's that shopping center we all know of. Eastern Bank is right there. That's my bank.
And it was sold. So that
the shopping center, that's right.
Yeah, there's a new company out of Falmouth, and in the last 3 weeks since they've been there, they've been so receptive. They have some repairs to do, but they're looking forward to bringing in restaurants and really revitalizing it.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
It was in the paper, the Market Basket was approved. So we're hoping that that area
will grow.
Where would
that fit? Oh, behind somewhere?
What my understanding is that it's behind where the job lot is.
Oh, okay.
In that area back there.
Okay.
But there's also an area going up the hill on Route 80.
Yeah.
To the left. But anyway, it's just that area is going to grow. It's going to prosper.
It is.
And I'm very happy to be there.
Oh, yeah. Right at the beginning.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we're working on better signage. You know, the past residents just didn't, landlords, I'm sorry.
Well, you guys are between the dollar store and Vinfen.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're kind of like tucked in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful little studio.
Oh, it is adorable.
Yeah.
All right. And now, you know, we know that yoga can be therapeutic. We've discussed your neck issues and people with back problems and things like that. And even, you know, even probably postpartum depression and things of that nature, too.
Well, another area that I hope to do is, you know, prospective mommies. It's a beautiful experience for them with their babies to work out.
Oh, to do it with the babies.
Yeah, with the babies, but before, while they're still in their tummies.
Yes, because I remember I was doing it when I was pregnant. Yeah.
But then there's also been a huge response to children with autism, children with ADD.
Oh, really?
It calms them. It makes them come into their present.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, so it's for everyone. It mm-hmm. truly is. And then what about the aging population? There's yoga where you can sit in a chair.
Yes.
And completely work every muscle in your body
mm-hmm.
to strengthen and to help them with their balance. One of the things that is so important to me with yoga is it brings balance to your life. It's
mm-hmm.
it's simply your brain comes to balance.
Yeah.
And
well, mind, body, spirit.
And the balance.
And the balance of all of it.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, what do you think is the biggest reward? Do you think it's the balance when you're practicing on a regular basis?
Yeah. For me?
The balance in your life.
And
You decompress that stress mm-hmm. and you bring awareness. You're in the present. There's so many good things.
Yeah. The brain, the right and the left side,
mm-hmm.
one's always competing with the other. It brings that together.
Yeah.
So it just makes you function. At a much more comfortable level.
And it makes you so aware of every move that you're making. Every single teeny weeny minute little movement, you are aware of it.
And you're doing it better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Now, how much time does it take for someone as a beginner to start to feel confident? Because I know what I feel when I start to do yoga. It takes me a few visits, but
I think you have to do, when you think about everyone's regimen of exercise, you need to do it 2 times a week to feel the benefits.
Twice a week.
And then when you start understanding what it is doing for yourself.
Then you end up going more.
You will go 3 times a week. But
you will
two to 3 times a week is really what you need
mm-hmm.
to do it. After,
how often do you go?
I do yoga a lot. And
you're 5 to 7 times a week person?
No, and sometimes I just sit and observe because I'm really trying to learn my community, learn mm-hmm. the studio, learn the teachers so that I can best promote them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just will go in the back and sit and observe a class.
That's awesome.
Today, as soon as we leave, I'm going to a class at the Duxbury studio for 2 hours where it's a hands-on assist.
Mm-hmm.
I will have those at my studio in the future too. What that does is when you're doing your postures, we are bringing you into it correctly so mm-hmm. that you can understand and
especially
benefit
if there's
from
no mirrors. And you don't know.
No mirrors.
Form.
No.
Form is very, very key. Whenever you're exercising, regardless of what it is, you really need to have proper form so you don't hurt yourself.
So you don't hurt yourself. And then also that your body just feels stronger with the right form. It really will.
Okay, so we are almost out of time. Do we have 3 minutes? We have a little bit more than 3 minutes. Who inspires you in the yoga world, the yoga community?
Well, I mean, the first people were my initial instructors, and there were two ladies that were just amazing to walk into a room and be
and
able
learn
to
from the best
and inspire people and have every person in that room leaving there so happy to be there and so happy to leave there. I mean, you were asking me earlier, you know, what do you feel like when you're walking in and what do you feel like when you leave? I'm super excited when I walk in and I'm super excited when I left.
Yeah.
Because I know that I'm going to benefit and get something out of every time I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Just coming to your mat, that's what we call it.
Yeah.
Just being grounded and your roots are your feet or you're lying on your back or you're on your tummy, but that's your roots. And then everything else you're building up from there while using your breath and doing the different poses and experiencing new things.
I still have all my blocks.
Oh, good.
And all my, you know, different things that I think I've got.
Blocks
two.
Are our friends.
I know. Blocks they are my friend. That's
they
for sure.
They are important to use in every practice from beginner to intermediate to advanced. Absolutely. You know.
Well, I am so happy to have had you here today.
I know.
You are such a great friend beyond the show and beyond yoga. But I can't wait. I want to come to your studio and try out a class.
Okay.
All right.
I look forward to it. I'll make sure I'm there.
You can check out Meg Murphy Garfield. And you're on Meg Murphy Garfield on Facebook if people want to connect with you there.
Yeah, please do.
And opendoors7.com. And, you know, Open Doors is really a beautiful place. And they're all about, you know, individuals transforming their lives, and they're just assisting. So it's a wonderful thing. We are out of time today. I'm so grateful and proud to promote powerful women such as Meg on the show. I want to thank you very much for listening and recognizing all of these powerful women right along with me. You can find lots of information at powerfulwomenrevealed.com. I will hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, Meg.
Thank you.